The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about the furry four-legged kids in our lives. If you're considering getting a pet for your kids, we can tell you from experience that it pays to do your homework first.
So true. And I didn't do quite enough research before we adopted our dog Charlie because I thought a beagle mix would be a great choice for our kids, and he is. But I found out the hard way that beagles like to bark a lot. And if Charlie sneaks out of the fence and catches the scent of a squirrel, forget about it. That dog is going to chase the squirrel and no amount of calling him home will change his mind. But we do love Charlie, so we've had to make adjustments to make sure he doesn't bark too much and annoy the neighbors or follow his nose into trouble.
We got lucky because our dog Bijou, who's a large poodle, has a really easygoing personality that's a good fit for us. And there are a lot of websites out there that will tell you what kinds of personality traits each breed has. Some dogs, like our poodle, even have hypoallergenic hair, which is great if someone at your house has allergies.
Yep. If you're adopting a shelter dog, and we hope you are, the people at the shelter can help you figure out what that dog's personality type is. So ask lots of questions. And if you have little kids, teach them how to treat a pet, because one of our pet peeves is seeing animals get mistreated by kids who just play too rough. That's not okay. And kids usually end up getting hurt when the pet tries to defend itself.
Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow with more tips about kids and pets. In the meantime, find us online at nwamotherlode.com,
where moms click.